Yes, Shirley talks about this, the journey and Greenworks, and I see friends here today from Cork Letts. We were on a journey for 15 years of how to find alternative economies, and you know, and it's all in a very good and positive light, and and we had a great time together trying to see how we could, what we could come up with. So this is a continuation of that journey. But because I was exhausted really from trying all the time to explain to people, but something else happened. I was always exhausted from trying to explain how currencies might work, la-di-da. And last year at this time, I had got a bit more serious about the whole currency thing. I had given a workshop at Occupy Cork the first day that it happened. I did a 3-week installation in the Elysian, where I had a conversation with anybody who came to see the show about the economy, and we kind of wrote it up on the wall. So it was an interactive. So I was looking into how to start a conversation, because we know, we hear that this is the year of global consciousness, and consciousness is a group activity. So it's not anything we can do on our own. We've got to do it together. So a year ago, I got an invitation to apply to New York for an exhibition. At least I thought I did. And I wrote, there was a brief, and the brief was all about the year of the shift, 2012, the global economy, the global crisis, and sustainability. And I thought, oh my God, this is the most perfect thing that someone could ask me to write, because this is what I want to do. So I wrote up the project. It took a few months, and I was so far into it before I realized I didn't actually get to go to New York that I decided I was going to follow it through, and I'm going to continue until the end of the year. I'll finish the project on the solstice, and I hope to be in the City Library by the solstice, or the Vision Centre, where in discussion, just to finish it off. Now, the reason we're doing this particular launch today, because the project was launched also as part of Dublin Culture Night, and it has been to Belfast, is because the portal to Tírnanoge exists in Glanmire, in the beautiful Glashboy Valley, which, of course, all you all know, was flooded this summer. And the only note, which you now have in your hands, which has a place name on it, because there are 19 notes after appearing. They're just appearing, these notes. People, you know, there's no, it's sort of just developed. The project is just developing. And the reason that Glanmire isn't, it's important to acknowledge Glanmire, is for the beauty of the valley. And this project is all about natural beauty and the abundance that we have. And that if we could focus on that sort of positivity, that would help us through the crisis we're in. You know, so we're talking about a portal of positivity, really. I think I've, let me see now. This is the big step. So, yes, I think I've said it all, you know, in my little big note. I've given you 2 notes each. The reason being is that this project is a conversation about value. Everyone got 2 notes. I'd like you to keep one for yourself. It's backed by that much of Mother Earth. Okay, that's what it actually is backed by. I'm issuing the currency by the yard. So it's backed by land the same size. So that's, and what I'd like you to do with the other one is I'd like you to try and trade it with somebody, to try to get someone to also value it and give you something for it. Do something for you, give you a massage, a head rub, you know, a book that they don't want to just give away. So, and so that's your payment then for having one for yourself. I won't say any more.
I'm sure there's some questions though. Are there?
We have one.
Okay. Why don't you try to make more
that question?
Yeah, but that's, yes, abundance. Well, you see, there is more, there's loads of stuff in the earth, but we just don't see it. We haven't got the right glasses on. I think that's the answer. So we're going to start looking a bit better and we'll find it.
And this is a way of kind of sharing your wealth.
Can I just ask a very naive question? I mean, I don't really understand what it's all about. I know we've spoken about it before, but it hasn't really stuck in my head yet. What on earth are you up to?
This is the problem. Nobody understands.
Well, tell me now. I want to understand. I love the pictures. They're just fabulous. It's lovely, but and I think you're both wonderful, but I need to understand.
Okay.
What's it about?
The portal is about your personal journey, So the door, to go through the doorway, you have to do it alone. The portal package is your kit. This is your kit to find the way, the real, the true way. So that's your kit to abundance. So in the kit, you have the maps and you have the currency. It's like traveling, you know, when you died and you went to the other realm, they put the coins on your eyes and it was to pay the ferryman. So it's a little bit of this invoking the past wisdoms and trying to find our own truth and find it, you know. So that's difficult to really put words on, and that's why it has so many aspects to it, because everybody's journey is going to be different. The currency is about releasing the abundance of the earth, and that it, you know, because there is one finite planet, even though they actually say it's growing, and that there's no need, that we're in this global financial crisis, and money is being just printed anyway, and there's nothing backing the money that we're using except trust. We're just using the currencies we use are trust. Whereas in this case, I'm actually saying this is backed by Mother Earth. This is something better. We have better ways. There's a better world possible. And it's a matter of us getting into a conversation and discussing it, because if one person comes up with a solution and other people don't hear it, there isn't any point. So it's not that I have a solution. I've got more questions. I want you to ask more questions. So it's quite complicated, but... Is that a bit of an answer, Paul?
I could ask you another question, but I prefer somebody else to ask you a question. I mean, I have loads of questions.
Well, that's good. That's what it was designed to do, is to get more questions asked.
And really, it is a form of communication, really. I mean, like, because it's an art project, we can kind of make up whatever the hell we want, and sometimes... Art, you know, we get something real then, you know, like, and the artist, you know, like, artists are very creative, very innovative, and they're the true go-getters, you know, like, in this world. But, you know, they need to kind of be airy-fairy to a certain degree, just to kind of see if it will actually, you know, condense into something realistic and something that we value. And I suppose why I got involved is that it is about value, you know, like, it's what do we value, you know, and like most of the things that we truly value in life, you cannot put a price on. And that's where I see this. Any other questions?
I have something to say about the universe that I just discovered this morning. If you trace a line every few years, it will be like a hand, and like, it's just crazy, like only those few planets that make